Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Everybody, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuits and Tea Mystic. Tonight we're going to be talking about UFOs, and I hope you all share your experiences. So I'll get on with it. But I had one when I was a kid in Michigan. Well, I've had a few. Well, there was a whole flap over Michigan in the 70s, and my mom, my grandma, we were all standing on the porch and we saw all these UFOs. And then out in Arizona, there was these UFOs that did a circle and they made like a star. And they did a whole light show for me for like 20 minutes. It was cool. So I'll go and get the first person here, 941.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Great. My name is Carla. Are you doing readings today?
Yeah, but you have to share your UFO story.
When I was younger up in Wisconsin, we saw a lot of lights, and even down here in Florida, a lot of, like, all of a sudden you see, like, it almost looks like a star, and then all of a sudden it zooms to another side. I take that the UFOs. I always took it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, they go super, super fast. All of a sudden, you're looking at something really bright and then thinking it's a nice star or planet, and then they go really fast.
Oh, yeah. And they change colors and everything. So,
yeah.
What is your question, hon?
My question is, how do you see my career going? I'm still looking for a new office. And,
well, you're gonna...
Hopefully something comes quick, but...
Yeah, you're going to find something and get it going by, you might find something before holiday, and then you'll get it up and running by January, February.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and
well,
you have
thank you so much.
A site that has lots of traffic, so you have a really good anchor store, and
oh.
I'm thinking it's like maybe... It's in like a little plaza with all kinds of other things, but it might have a dollar store there.
Oh, okay.
And that would be a lot of traffic.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, welcome.
Okay. 111111. Hello, 11111. Are you there? Okay, there's dead air. Okay. Hello, 520. How are you?
Hi. Oh, good.
Where
I
are you from?
I can't think of you. Arizona.
You probably see all kinds of stuff out there.
Well, I'm trying to think, you know, I went to an astronomy party where it was amateur astronomers, or however you say it, and they said that what we think are UFOs are really like satellites. I've seen things in the sky, in the night sky, but I'm never sure.
Well,
never
not
sure.
Everything's a satellite. A satellite can't go up, down, sideways, turn a yellow, red, green, and blue.
Yeah, I wish I'd seen something like what you saw. I don't know. I hope I wouldn't be scared.
Oh, they've been here forever. If you go out and see the petroglyphs out in Arizona, they did pictures of UFOs and aliens.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they've been here forever.
Wow. Well, I probably will see now once we're talking about it right now, I'll see something like that.
What's your question?
I put a resume in a little bit ago, a few weeks ago, for instructional specialist, and it was Attention Cynthia. Do you see me getting that job?
I feel like you're going to get something within that company.
Okay.
So I think you'll probably hear within a 3. So it's either 3 days or 3 weeks. I don't think it's 3 months.
Okay. It's okay. I'm not a rush. I'm not in a rush.
So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
And then you're going to continue to put out applications, and I see you having a choice of 2.
Ooh.
You know, one you'll go, you'll do both of them. You'll do phone, you know, interviews, how they do. And then one you'll go to brick and mortar, you know, a real life building.
Oh. So it's on
so
this
resume.
There
you go. So you got two companies wanting you.
Oh, my heavens. Okay. Wow. Oh, how funny.
Well, I hope that helped, and I hope you have a good evening.
Oh, you too. Thank you. I'll go UFO watching now.
Okay. Okay, 856. Hello, 856.
Hi.
What's your name?
Laura.
Where you from?
This is Laura in New Jersey.
All right. Have you ever seen a UFO?
You know, I never have.
Okay. That's fine. You can't help
Sorry.
If you haven't. What's your question?
I would like to know what you see for me around getting a job. I'm on a contract right now that is going to be ending in January. And
well,
I
see you getting an old client will recontact you, and it's one that you've worked with before. And do you ever work with universities?
Oh, gosh. One of my first jobs was with a university.
Well, there's something about a university. You know, a contract
you know
with a university.
Would it be like higher learning or maybe, because there's also
I have no
hospital.
Idea, honey. All I see is a university.
Okay.
And that's going to come up. And you also have an old client, so you'll have 2 things that you're doing.
Okay. Do you have a timeline on that by any chance?
Next year, you know, you'll probably do it.
January.
The one will probably be February, you know, the university. And then the old client will probably be end of February, beginning of March of 2020.
Okay. Oh, good. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. And, guys, I'm available for private readings. If you want a private reading, it's 561-333-5367. All right, 860.
Hello.
Hello, 860. What's your name? Where you're from?
Hi, it's Amla, and I'm from Connecticut. And I'm so sorry, I have never seen a UFO myself either.
Okay. What's your? I guess we're all the ones that seen it are special. What's your question?
My question is, do you see me in a nice relationship with somebody really special? And when?
Yeah, but you aren't going to have one until you're getting your house in order and you're getting you in order. And then next year, you're going to meet him. And he's 5'11". He has a beard and a mustache. He's like a teddy bear. And he's a sweetheart. And you'll have a long-term relationship. It'll lead into marriage. And
awesome.
He feels
so
like he feels like a water sign. And it feels like you'll meet him through you have a male platonic friend. It feels like you'll meet him through a male platonic friend.
Okay. Do you know when?
There you go. Next, you're in 2021.
Oh, 2021?
Yes.
Oh, that's like 2 years. That's like a year.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you're getting yourself
together.
You're getting over all the stuff.
Okay. No, I was just wondering. Okay.
And you will get married again.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you're going to have an unconventional wedding.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
The wedding's in 21? The wedding is in 2021? Wait,
no.
You
got to get to know the dude. Got to live with the dude.
Wow.
You know?
Got it.
See all the horns and tails and crooked halos. Let you know that you can live with them, and then you, after that, you'll probably marry and you'll probably live together. And I see like 2023 beginning of, because you're getting married in the winter.
Okay.
Because I see white twinkle lights, and that's my symbol for winter.
Awesome. So, I'm excited. Thank
all
you.
Right, all right, bye-bye.
Bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 631.
Hello.
Hello. 631. Have you had a, what's your name, where you're from?
Suzanne in Long Island. No, I haven't seen one.
You've never seen one. Okay. What's your question?
I'm applying for a new job as a teacher aide. I'm working now. There was one that wanted me to sub, but I don't want to sub. Do you see me getting a job?
No, you're
going to
be a real teacher aide. Yeah.
I am now,
teacher.
But.
Well, I mean, you're going
to
have
I don't
a real
be a
full-time. You're going to
no,
be
a teacher aide.
I know. You're going to be a full-time teacher aide.
Oh, yeah, I am now, but I'm looking for something closer to home.
I know. You're going to get a full-time teacher aide, and the school is like only 15 minutes from your house.
Wow.
And it's to
Does
the...
Does it begin with an E, an S, or a W?
Door, go out your front door, and it's to the right.
These places I've worked before, is it any of them? Because those are the places I apply to.
It's whatever the one that is to the right of your front door. And it's only 50
right?
minutes away. Go out your front door and it's to the right.
Hmm. All right.
I don't live there.
Where would
be
to the left?
There's something to the right of you.
Do you know when I'm going to hear?
Now, you, probably the next school, you'll know before school starts next year, you know.
Oh, I'm looking now.
You're going to hear about it before January.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. Well, hopefully I'll hear November or December.
Yeah, it's to the right of you.
You think I'll hear like November, December?
Yeah, before the new year.
All right.
All right.
I'm trying to think to the right of me. Hmm.
Something's to the right of you.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't live there. I'm just telling you. All right. You have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 561. Hello, 561.
Hello. Hi. Yeah, actually, tonight it looks like there's a red and a blue that was like from afar when I was looking out, unless it's something else.
Well, normally they don't do red and blue. That's not a plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it was, but I saw two things from afar, and it was like you could see it like moving like around. It was just, I can't explain it. It was like from a distance out, I guess, to the west of me.
Yeah. Well, that could have been, because UFO is unidentified flying object.
Yeah, and I realize it's not a plane.
Right.
So my quest, yeah, it's just amazing what you could see. I guess more during a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse, and today isn't a new moon or anything. So it's just ironic.
So what's your question?
It's like, how, you see, like, I guess the other caller, relationship, meeting anybody, love?
You're going to date a couple people this year, you know, the end of this year. And then I see you meeting somebody that's a keeper. It looks like March of 2020. And he looks like he has like a light brown hair, and he has like caramely colored brown eyes, and he's like 6 foot. There's a zero. Okay, 6 foot even. And you're gonna meet him in as you're gonna join a group or something. You're gonna meet him at a group function.
Wow. It's amazing, and March is just a few months away.
You know, so there you go.
Wow, spring has sprung.
Really, spring has sprung, and you're going to have fun in the springtime. Say that fast 500 times.
Good have fun. I'm going to have fun.
Thank you. I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. 860. Hello, 860.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm from Connecticut, and I haven't seen a UFO, and I'm noticing that everyone on the East Coast doesn't seem to have seen them.
Well, maybe it's where we live. what's your question?
I haven't seen my only child for 6 years, and I'm wondering if I'm going to see him soon.
There's a big kibosh with the paperwork and everything. He's being kept from you, and he doesn't know that much of you anymore.
He's 35.
Well, I don't know. I just see that everybody else has said stuff, and he believes them.
Lovely. Anytime at all I'm ever going to see him again?
I don't think he has a want to look you up. I'm not trying to be mean, hon.
Okay.
You know, all right. Because it's like there was, like, they're showing me, like, everything's been, you weren't talked about and you weren't a part of his life.
I was all his life. He was here until he was 29 years old and he met a woman.
Well, I just hear that it's like you're not a part of his life anymore.
Okay.
It's like an estrangement.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, 203. Hello. Whoops.
Hi,
hello,
this is Michelle.
Michelle, where are you from?
Hi. I am living in California.
Okay. Have you ever seen a UFO?
You know what? I thought I did a really, really long time ago. You know, like, it could have been satellite debris in the sky, but there was a star, and all of a sudden part of the star moved away, circled around slowly.
That was
an
UFO.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what's your question, hon?
So I would have thought that this whole business with trying to go for a new job would be over by now, but for whatever reason, stuff got delayed, and I have a potential offer in California for it's
they
contract
say go.
Job, but you know. Well, then there's one on the East Coast that I'm being flown out for. That's a permanent job.
Okay.
And there might even be other potentials, you know, good ones out in Baltimore.
But where do you want to go? You got to pick where you want to be. You're everywhere.
Right. I'd rather be, I think, somewhere on the East Coast at this point.
Okay. And then you'd be like head dudette, and you would get your packet ready, you know, of how much you want to make a year and all that stuff.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea. Do you think that one
and ask for like five?
Offered?
Ask for more than what you think. Yeah.
If you think I'll get the one in Virginia, do you see me being happy there?
Yeah, you're gonna enjoy it there, and they'll pay to move you.
Yeah. Okay, and that's like a permanent. Nothing's ever permanent these days, but do you see me staying
there
for a
while? It's a long term job, and you'll be there till you retire.
That would be nice.
And you'll make really good money.
Do you think I'll settle in there, buy a house?
You're gonna. Wait a minute! Don't talk. You're gonna get there, and then you're gonna make at least six figures. And you're gonna really enjoy Virginia. And you're gonna love your new. You're gonna love your new house. It's gonna be an older home, and it's probably built in. It looks like 1943. It has a basement. It doesn't flood. It has an upstairs, and it's beautiful. Everything's been, it's solid bones. You had a carpenter that lived there. You have inset, wonderful closets. You have wonderful built-in shelves and big rooms and nice high ceilings. There you go. And a porch. So there you go.
Wow, so that's the way to go for me.
Well, I can't tell you what to do, but that's what I see.
Okay.
Thank you. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Just try not to make a big mistake again.
You'll be okay.
Okay,
6:30. Hello, 6:30.
Oh, my God, your energy is amazing. I'm dying right now. I'm listening to your show. I'm loving it.
Well, thank you. Where are you from?
Chicago.
And what's your name?
Dion.
Okay, have you ever had a UFO experience?
Probably.
Well, you'd remember it if you did.
Well, I try not to remember anything.
Oh, okay. So what's your question, hon?
I just want to know something about my little sister. I don't talk to her, but can you pass the message?
Well, she's not passed on.
No, I know.
Feels very cold, and she's so jealous of you. It's the family diadem. You got more, and you're the fave, you know.
Right.
And she is the most stubborn person on the planet. And I don't know what she's going through right now, but she's crossing her arms, and she's tapping her foot, and she's making a face and saying, not going to do it, not going to do it, not going to do it.
Okay. That's okay.
So that's what I see on her, and you're going to move.
Oh, thank you.
So you have a change of household.
Am I going to move into a house?
Yep, yeah, real life house. You're going to get the funds together somehow, and you're great with, you're real handy, and you know how to do stuff, and you're going to fix it up as you go, and it's you, it's totally you. It's a very eclectic house. And it looks like it's built in the 1960s, but it does have beadboard in it, and it has like an entryway where you can hang your coats. You always wanted one of those, so there you go.
Am I going to have a guy with me?
I think that you're going to get your house before the guy. You know, and then you'll add the guy to you.
Okay.
Because you're
Thank
a plan
you.
A, B, C, D, R.
What's that?
Because you plan, you make sure that you're okay and you make sure you're all right for the future and you'll always keep your house, whether you're with a fella or not.
True.
You'll always have something for you.
Thank you. Thank you very
you're
much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Again, guys, you want a private reading? I'm available, 561-333-5367, if you want a private reading. And my website, kellyjoepsychic.com. All right, now, let's see, I just did 63707. Trying to get through, everybody. Hi, 707.
Hello.
Where are you from? What's your name? Hello.
Valerie, California.
Okay, have you ever had a UFO?
Perhaps when I was very young, yes. I think I may have seen one in the sky. Yeah.
Cool. What part of the country were you in?
California.
Hello. Okay.
Yes, California. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your question, hon?
My question is, do you still see that job coming in, and can you give me a direction as to where it is?
Well, it's still there.
Okay.
And it's more east of where you are.
Okay, so if I go out my front door.
And you go east. And it is only 37 minutes from you.
Okay. Is it something I've already applied for and they're going to contact me?
I feel like it is. And you'll be interviewed by a male.
Okay. And
so hang tough. You'll be all right.
Is it a good fit?
Yes. It'll be a good fit for you.
Okay. I wanted to be in my field, the field that I'm trained in, because I've been out of it for a while.
What do you do?
I'm in the medical field, specialized.
Do you run, like, equipment?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I see you running it's like a video game. It has a toggle.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's what I see you doing. You know, it has like a, you know, a toggle thing, but you that makes it go up, down, sideways, backward. That's what you're going to be doing.
Okay. Is it full-time or part-time? Do you see?
You're going to be full. You're going to be full-time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Hopefully before the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay, hon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, you guys. I got 90 minutes. I'll try for one more. Eight, five, six. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I have 60 seconds.
Whatever you can get, finances or moving with the business or
well, you're
going to
make it, and you're going to get a job from a friend.
Cool.
And you're going to get saved the 13th hour.
Okay.
And I hear an angel going, "Fear not." So you're going to be okay, and you'll get saved the last minute.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And 11111, we'll try this again. Hello?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm here. Hi, thank you so much.
Thank
All
you.
Right, ask your question because we're going to get chopped off.
Okay, my question is, do you see a significant love relationship?
Yes,
like
you're
going to
have a significant
partner.
Other. You're going to have it in 2020, and it'll be in August.
Do you know this guy?
And and he'll be a Frenchie.
He will be French?
Yep, I see a Frenchie.
That is interesting. you
there
much.
You go. So you both have weird
thank
accents
you.
In the household. All right, thank you.
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody else, for tuning in. We ran out of time. I'll see you in the future and call back. And thank you very much for making the show a great one. See you in the future.